Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rana, we've got some new business to take care of, and this tops every other. I mean, this is huge deal.
Let's get to it, Secretary Safi.
All right. First order of business, and really overwhelming piece of news.
We are so excited about this.
We are doing a live over the computer
episode
of Ask Rana for the 92nd Street Y with the iconic 92nd Street Y.
Yeah.
With A-list extra special iconic guest
Nick Kroll.
Rana, your connections never cease to amaze me.
You're gonna be we thought everyone's taking care of, you know, everyone's trying to raise money for this one and that one, and it's so wonderful, but we can't forget our cultural institution.
And 92nd Street Y is a cultural institution in New York.
It is an absolute,
anyone you'd ever want to talk to goes through there.
Top of the heap institution, and we are so flattered to be doing something in connection with them. We're going to do a live talk. All of the details of where you can get on and what time you can get on. It's going to be at 7:30 Eastern.
On this Friday,
April 17th, this Friday. And we're going to post all the details on our Instagram. And we're so excited.
It's going to knock your blocks
off. All of the proceeds will go to assisting the 92nd Street Y. Because when all of this is over, we need our cultural institutions to still be standing.
Absolutely. So we're so excited about that.
So check our Instagram.
Second order of business.
Yeah.
These t-shirts are selling like hotcakes, Rana.
I mean, if they can keep them on shelves.
If they can keep them on shelves. The icon t-shirts are available in three different color patterns.
Yeah.
At podswag.com/AskRana.
Yeah.
We've had people send in pictures of them. They look so cute.
Yeah, they're adorable.
They're
and these
so
are
good.
Limited edition.
They're limited edition.
So you get them now because we're going to be putting out new shirts in the future. So you may not be able to get your hands on this one anymore when the next batch comes out. But more on that soon.
Third order of business.
The Patreon Carriage House.
Now, everyone needs to know we are in the middle of Quiff. On the Patreon Carriage House, on these Quiff episodes, by the way, we not only give you the cliffhanger, we not only answer more advice, we also give you the Quarantine International Film Festival,
which has been so wonderful. And we've been visiting all of our favorite countries who are all
we did Italy.
Also afflicted. We did Italy.
We did Spain.
We did Spain.
And now we're going to do...
This Friday, we are visiting the British Isles.
Fabulous.
Brian's selection.
Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. I've never seen it. It's available on Netflix. Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy.
And Rana's selection, With Nail and I.
Wonderful.
We didn't mean to make them rhyme, but they're a great pairing together.
That's right.
So join us in the Patreon Carriage House this Friday. Patreon.com/AskRana. And through this month, $1, I mean, we're raising money for everybody.
Yeah.
$1.
Meals on Wheels.
Goes to Meals on Wheels America.
Are we giving them a week this week or what?
I mean, I don't know how they have time for anything else.
This should be your priority.
Content. Shall we start
the show?
Boom. Here we are the carriage house together.
Fabulous. But just in different rooms.
Yeah. Well, a social long distance.
A long distance. Yeah. We're doing long distance.
Exactly. But we are in the actual carriage house together. I have the carriage house kitchen behind me.
Yep.
And you've got the living room situation on your side.
I've got this beautiful plant that you gifted to me, which I absolutely love.
Well, I mean, it's in the carriage house.
Yeah, but I'm going to take it when I leave.
I don't think
so. I've gotten really attached to a lot of things in this place.
Okay.
Just, I don't mean to come on strong.
The giant TV. How many inches is that thing? My God.
It's the biggest TV I've ever seen in my life.
Wasn't that funny when we did the Instagram live and someone said, I said I was going to become the geek squad. And they said, Ronnie, you should be the chic squad. I loved
that. I somehow missed that. Did they say that?
You missed that?
Yeah.
I said, because we were having technical difficulties. We did the Instagram live.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? Next time I'll just be in charge and I'll have to be the geek squad. And someone said, more like the chic squad.
Yeah. That is so cute.
Isn't that cute?
That is cute.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a chic squad.
What's going on with you today? How are you? How are you holding up? It's so hard.
It honestly hasn't
the
been
weather,
easy. It really hasn't
you're
been
isolated.
Easy. Oh, I bought you four. They had tomatoes today. Four tomatoes in those plastic containers from Trader Joe's. The ones that are really like, it almost feels like you're slicing into an onion. But anyway, I didn't know if you had enough
tomatoes. Because it's so
hard? Yeah.
Why does it feel like you're slicing into an onion?
Because it's so hard. Because the which I like, the tomatoes there are more like a carrot.
You like a beefsteak tomato.
You bet, babe.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You don't like an heirloom or a loose tomato. You like a beefsteak tomato.
First of all, loose tomato.
Who likes a loose
Who
tomato?
Likes a loose tomato? I like
Raise
a tomato on the loose.
Oh, yeah. Like Joe Kool-Aid. A tomato that breaks down. That's Joe Kool-Aid's cousin, the tomato that breaks down walls.
That's my guy.
Do people know who Joe Kool-Aid is?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
He was the coolest.
Yeah.
Everyone who said they were cool really isn't, Rana. Like, did Joe Kool ever make you laugh
just
from Snoopy?
Like, it's so funny that you should bring up Joe Kool.
Yeah.
Just this morning, somebody texted me a Joe Kool gif.
Was it cute?
No, I always hate it.
He's never made me laugh.
But you know I'm not a Snoopy fan because he's a mischief maker.
Oh, that's right.
And he was always so mean to Charlie Brown.
So who do you like? He was mean to? Oh, he was. He was dismissive.
Yeah, he was another jerk that was like, yeah, you're a loser. What do you want?
Yeah, he was like the...
He was like the older brother, the cool older brother that was like, I'm not really going to get involved, but if you want to know my opinion, I think you're kind of a loser.
He was a little too cool for school.
Yeah.
You're
Joe
right.
Cool. He was Joe Cool.
He was like in the Goonies. He was like...
Josh Brolin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who was your favorite Peanuts character? Or were you not a Peanuts person?
No, I didn't mind. I love the Peanuts Christmas special.
So cute.
I think it's
and that
wonderful.
That song, I know, is so good.
Yeah.
Lucy, are you a Lucy? Are you a Peppermint Patty?
No, Peppermint, no.
Yeah.
No.
It's just not your thing.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
What am I?
Which Peanut are you?
Yeah.
Franklin.
Is he the one who plays the piano?
No, that's Linus.
Oh, which one's Franklin?
Franklin was the black one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Who the woman who... That's actually quite an interesting story. And R.I.P., the woman who wrote... So in the 60s, I want to say, they were having such difficulty with the civil rights movement, et cetera,
sure.
et cetera. And this woman, who was also named Glickman...
You're kidding.
No, perhaps a distant cousin, wrote to Charles Schulz and said, Mr. Schulz, I think it would go a long way if you introduced a black character to the Peanuts.
Good for her.
And he said, I would love to, but I don't know how to do it and not be patronizing. I don't want it to seem like I'm just elbowing this in.
Sure.
Her obituary was in the New York Times this week.
Oh, was it? Did she die from?
She was about 98 years old.
Ugh.
94, maybe.
Taken too soon.
And she did not die of COVID. She had something else going on.
Oh, that's
on.
Good. I mean, you know, no, that's good.
And he said, I would love to include a character, but I don't know how to do it without being patronizing. Her name was Harriet Glickman.
You're kidding.
No, Harriet Glickman must have been a distant cousin. Because,
uh-huh.
I mean, really, what a trailblazer.
Yeah.
Who pushed Peanuts
Runs
to add
blood.
A black character, dies at 93. Okay?
Good for her.
So he wrote back and said, I don't know how to do it without making it seem forced. And she wrote back to him again and said, I really wish you'd think about it because I think
just
this
do it.
Because it's so important for children to see them for, at that. If you, it's so hard to imagine now, but to there were no comics for everything. Everybody's reading comics in the newspaper, and there were no black children represent or black characters really represented. So the idea that you would feel like you were part of the greater world or part of this fantasy world of comics, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
you didn't see anyone like you there. Imagine
right.
if there wasn't a black Muppet.
Right.
So it's that sort of a purple Muppet or a sure. red Muppet or whatever, that sort of thing. And so he wrote back to her and he said, watch in August, keep an eye on the strip. And the way he introduced Franklin was...
Sounds like a threat.
And it was a perfect introduction. Charlie Brown was at the beach and his beach ball went into the water and another boy came over and said, is this your beach ball? And that was all that was just completely subtle, just accepted him into the world. And then he was part of peanuts from then on.
How cute.
Yeah.
Well, Rhonda, I did not have that sort of cute experience today when I was getting my beefsteak potatoes for tomatoes for you, by the way.
Well, they weren't for me, Brian.
Well, I got some.
Okay, I appreciate that, but I didn't ask. You have been a wonderful hunter-gatherer, though, I have to say.
Well, I'm trying.
Because they say one person is supposed to be the gatherer.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm having produce boxes delivered. I'm having, you know, getting meat from the butcher delivered.
I'm the tribute.
That sort of thing.
I'm the tribute.
But you are the guy that goes out and to get the things that we need. You have been wonderful.
I am the sacrifice.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I went to my favorite, Trader Joe's, earlier today. Yeah. And I'm not going to go back for a while, Rhonda, because it was really, really toxic in there. And I'm
Fine
not talking about
me.
Virus toxic. I'm talking about people toxic.
Oh, is it getting out of hand? Don't they have a system?
They do. Everyone is 6 feet apart. They have a system.
Yeah. Social distancing.
Yeah. So guess who I was originally behind in the line to get into the store?
Who?
Shelley. The telly.
Feinberg.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
And she
I don't even know if you're allowed to be that close to her because I don't know whether she took out a restraining order.
Believe me, I panicked.
I mean,
do you think I'm
going
to go to the back
know.
Of that line?
So wait a minute. You're in line. You're in, and they have the 6 foot tape there.
Correct. And I had my mask on, so I didn't think she'd really even be able to recognize me.
Yeah, no, but you're like a star in town. Everyone knows.
Is that
everyone
true?
Always knows where you are. Yeah.
Oh, I
yeah.
like that. Well, yeah. she never turned around. Yeah. Thank
By
goodness.
The way, the girls at Leap Fitness want to know when you're going to join one of their online classes.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah. I've been doing them in the house.
Really?
Leap Fitness Marblehead is the online handle.
I can't wait.
And my favorite instructor is Lisa Wales.
Oh, I've seen her around town a long time ago. I saw
she's
her.
She's terrific.
Yeah, she's so great.
Yeah. So anyway, Leap Fitness
Real
Marblehead.
Leader.
They really want you in the class.
Great.
Yeah.
I'd love to join.
Yeah, because they know all about the JCC and what's going on with that. So,
they
do? Yeah. Well, word gets around. Shelley spread it. I mean, to be honest with you.
Well, can I tell you what Shelley?
Yeah, so you, how did you, I mean.
She's the worst.
Did you have a shock? I mean, did stress just run through your veins like ice water?
Yeah, you can't imagine. I mean, I almost had diarrhea like right on the spot because my stomach was.
What happens to you when you get super
stressed
out?
Oh my God,
out?
Yes. It's just.
IBS.
It all needs to get released.
Yeah.
Well, so anyway, so I was looking at her.
Did you start moaning under your mask?
I started saying things like, I didn't do my, well, first of all, Ronnie, you got it wrong today. Yeah, that's it. And then that's it. There it is. So I didn't do my moaning. I did have a little bit of a conversation with myself.
It does feel good.
Oh, it's the best
release.
Yeah,
I'd recommend it for anybody.
It's the best release. Yeah. So
you decided, did you sort of put your face into your tote bag and pretend that so she couldn't see you? Kind
yes.
Of
and yeah. I'll tell you what she was doing, which drives me fucking crazy. She was screaming on the phone to somebody and she was holding her mask down while she was talking on it.
I wish I could say I was surprised. So, I can't believe she had a mask.
Well, it was barely. It was, I don't even know. It was, I literally
That's
think
very
it was just,
her to have a mask and wear it wrong. So that people have to point out to her, excuse me, miss, just wanted to, because she's everything for her is about how does she get attention coming in her direction.
She was also talking on speaker.
Yeah.
So we could hear,
I hate that. The only people that should talk on speaker are people on reality shows.
Couldn't agree more.
And even they shouldn't
really
do
Really couldn't
it.
Agree more.
That's the only reason why a person should be on speaker.
Couldn't agree more. I'm with
why
you.
Why would you ever in any space have a speakerphone come, unless you're
well,
in your
guy,
office
The guy in front of her said that. And she said, what am I going to talk with my with a phone on my ear? That's Jeremy. And it was like, you know what? You are the worst lady. So anyway, she didn't see me. So we all go in, or our group goes in, you know, club
yeah,
rules.
Yeah, you bet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we go in and I'm doing, you know, my zip and my zap and doing every,
sure,
hitting all the
squeezing
aisles.
Squeezing your tomatoes.
Squeezing my tomatoes and.
In your glove. You're wearing your glove.
Shaking my nuts and wearing my gloves.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Doing all the things.
Yeah. Shaking your nuts and squeezing your tomatoes.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Putting my finger in
Fondling
cheese.
Fondling the bananas.
Exactly. Yeah. Pretending to take a phone call on one.
Yeah.
So I'm doing all.
Squeezing your melons.
Squeezing melons.
Yeah.
Squeeze. And juicing, really getting the juice out of everything.
Yeah, sure.
Which I like at the end of a grocery store shop. So.
Crushing your peanut butter. Making your fresh almond butter out of the machine.
Exactly.
Yep.
Crushing the nuts.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, so I'm checking out, I'm second in line. So someone's checking out. I'm right behind them. Not right, 6 feet.
Sure.
And really for me, it's like 10 feet because you know how
Can
nervous I get.
Can we just say now, this is how it works. People have to keep the distance. So
exactly.
If you say you're in line behind someone,
it means
I don't want to hear from someone on our Instagram or our Twitter or our YouTube.
Thank you.
Or our Patreon.
Or a Patreon.
Or any of the many
I would,
ways
you know
that
what?
People
I'll
can
hear
connect
it for,
with
I'll
us.
Hear it from someone on Patreon. That's the only time I'll hear it.
People on Patreon can say whatever they want to you.
That's correct.
But that's it.
That's it.
If you want to complain to Brian, you could sign up for the Carriage House.
That's right. You could write me a note.
But I don't want to hear anybody saying, what do you mean he was standing right behind
you? It was like 10 feet.
It's Brian. He's observing all of the social conventions and then some.
Yep.
And then some.
So behind me.
Yeah.
I smell guacamole. And this was the giveaway.
Did you hear a chip crunching?
Yep. And that is exactly what they were doing at the, you know, the stations they have where you can sample food.
They're not giving out food now, though. Are they still?
All I can tell you is this. She had a chip and guacamole.
So she opened her guacamole.
I think it might have been that.
And she stuck in her chip.
She did.
And she was having a chip and a dip.
Yep.
In line behind you.
Yeah. And she was crunching. And I turned around just to see what the noise was.
I bet she's a loud cruncher.
Oh, I turned around to see what the noise was.
A dramatic cruncher.
She is staring in my face with a slight smile. Crunch, crunch, crunch. So I turned around, pretend I didn't know her.
Well, she must have it out for you because she didn't win that case at the JCC. They found it in your favor.
Rana, she is now trying to...
As we mentioned, they adjudicated the case.
That's right.
A J-E-W.
Right, exactly.
And
because of your connections.
Did not find for the Jew. They found for the Arab.
Arab.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Half.
Half.
Yeah.
So
Christian.
Yeah. You're right.
But you're not a Chaldean, are you?
I don't know. I'm not, actually. We've discussed this. No,
Chaldean,
I'm not. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a Mennonite. So listen, but reformed. Yeah, I found it late in life. So she was creeping up behind me, creep, creep, creep. I could hear the chewing getting louder and louder. And I turn around and her beady, scary eyes are staring at me,
She's so skinny.
And by the end of it, she's 2 feet away.
Yeah.
And I turned around. I should have just controlled myself and gotten out of there, Rana. I turned around.
Yeah.
I knocked the chips out of her hand. I knocked the guacamole out of her hand. And I said, get away from me. So anyway, then she told the Trader Joe's manager, this man has sexually assaulted me before and da-da-da-da-da. And like, yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. But that was absolutely outrageous.
But they know you at Trader Joe's. They don't think that.
They do.
And they know her.
And they keep, Ron, I have to tell you, the people there keep thinking you're going to come in one day.
Why would they think that? What would ever give them that idea?
Okay.
Like waiting for the Messiah.
Well, one time
they can wait forever.
Well, I didn't want to get charged for a bag one time. And I said, listen, the next time I come in here, we'll be with Ronna Glickman.
Oh, come on, Brian. And can't be offering people things like that.
But then I told everyone.
Next thing you know, I'll be signing autographs at the convention center. I mean,
Yeah.
Or on Cameo.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
Actually, I do have a stack of bags for you to sign so I can take them back the next time I go.
Autograph bags from Trader Joe's?
Yeah.
Never in my life. Shoebies, I would not autograph a bag.
I can't go there, Rhonda. That's crazy over there.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to hear some reviews?
Let's hear some comments. Don't we have any nice comments today?
Come on. Do we have some nice comments? Can I roller skate?
Well, I want to...
It's from Funny Girl.
I want to know why we're not getting our 5 stars.
Oh, this is another thing I want to say to people.
I mean, I feel like people have just... Now they think, oh, the show's just going. I don't have to 5-star.
And I think that's what they think. And
I don't have to write reviews.
And also, like, we could get, actually, some more questions. We could get some fresher questions right now.
Oh, do we need new questions?
We do need new questions.
Oh, people feel like there's so many questions we haven't answered, but we can always take
them. There are. We have plenty to answer, but it's always nice to get some more.
Yeah, and don't feel that you need to write us a question. Send us a question we've already answered.
Exactly.
Because sometimes there's some commonality.
Well, there were a couple actually that came through.
A lot of COVID questions.
And also a lot of since our Instagram Live, we've gotten more how do I stop working for my awful boss questions, which we already answered.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from COVID.
AskRana@gmail.com. Send
correct.
Us a fresh batch of questions.
So this is from Cat Daddy in Maine, who says, I find myself sitting in quarantine reflecting on all the things I'm grateful for in this crazy time. And this podcast tops the list.
Oh.
I've been listening to the strapping and hilarious Brian on Throwing Shade for a while.
Yeah.
When I found out he was going to be co-hosting a new podcast, my heart fluttered. Upon listening to that first episode and hearing Rana's gorgeous accent, I was enamored. Months later, I'm still in love.
Fabulous.
Rana is the sweet... I wouldn't have started with that particular adjective. Rana is the sweet, intelligent, and classy. I would have started with intelligent, classy, and sweet. Sister, because you are all those things.
This isn't your review. Okay. Yeah. Let people have their own opinions.
Ron is the sweet, intelligent, classy sister I never had but always wanted. She makes my thank you for making my week brighter.
Okay.
Kiss, kiss, hug, hug, social distance, wink, from another New Englander in Maine. Come to Sugarloaf to ski with me.
Sugarloaf, sure. Yeah. We'll consider it.
This is from SFJG.
Harry, thank you, Maine. And I do love the state of Maine.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Nothing bad.
5 stars, perfect. The mind-boggling genius of these two is almost distracting. I'm paying attention and enjoying the show, but I'm also busy thinking about how on earth they managed to pull off such perfection. I do by osmosis. Rana
just
and Brian.
Just by being perfect.
Rana and
I think that's how we do it.
I guess so. Yeah. Should be in charge of everything in the world.
Oh.
That's very nice. This is from COVID Teaching.
Oh.
Who calls this 5 stars. The subject is quarantine angels. Ron and Brian, you have saved. Are there angels in Judaism?
That's a good question. I'd have to look. You mean like Michael and what's his name?
I get, well, there's the saints, but then
Gabriel
also talking about
Michael.
Like, do angels speak to, I guess they did in the Old Testament. They did sort of.
Well, no, I'd have to actually look that up.
Yeah.
Well, there's the angel of death though.
Okay.
So
that's true.
Maybe because we just had Passover.
Right.
Oh, it's still happening, of course. But, you know, Seder's in the beginning.
Really dumb question.
We never talked about our Zoom Seder, which was a blast.
Would you have, honestly, Rana, it was so good.
And how'd you like my brisket?
Was unbelievable.
Yeah. And my haroset, it was always, that's what the show stopped.
Do you know what I did that I didn't tell you?
What?
I took home 8 ounces of the juice and I had some this morning.
Really?
I love it. I simmered it.
Of the haroset juice?
And I poured it over a hard-boiled egg.
What?
Yeah.
Hot cinnamony apple-y juice over an egg?
So good.
Why do you like those flavor combinations together?
I didn't know I did.
What made you think to do it? Your brain just said, put that on that?
Yeah, it reminded me of like steak and eggs, but except there wasn't any brisket on it.
Oh, brisket juice
brisket
gravy.
Juice. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my haroset.
No. Sorry, the brisket.
Okay.
The brisket
gravy. No, now I'm happy. Okay.
I poured it over
this I can live with.
Yeah, yeah. It was
I thought
so
you
good.
Took the haroset juice, which is apple, cinnamon, and sugar and wine.
Yeah.
And put that on your egg.
No, I'll put that in my wine.
Okay.
Okay. Quarantine Angels, Ron and Brian, you've saved this pandemic for me. Thank you so much for keeping us going with your light and laughter. I'm a mere stone's throw from Marblehead, so if you run out of TP in the carriage house, give us a shout, dears.
Huh.
Kiss, kiss. Oh, wait. Wink, wink. Hashtag stay home.
Well, did they provide an address or a phone number or anything?
They didn't. This one's my favorite.
How are we
going
to get the toilet paper?
Yeah, good question. Write us and let us know that. You should have put your address on the iTunes review so everyone can see it.
That's what I'm saying.
Lil in Somerville wrote, this one's so cute. Come for the no nonsense, stay for the nonsense.
I love that.
I do too.
Come for the no nonsense, stay for the nonsense. That's a good t-shirt for us.
Now, are we going to call out Jimmy Blackhawk?
Who's, must we? Who is Jimmy Blackhawk?
Jimmy Blackhawk is someone we gave excellent advice to over the phone, who gave us a 1-star review.
Oh, yes, we are going to call out. We are absolutely going to call out Jimmy Blackhawk.
Jimmy Blackhawk meant to give us a 5-star because the review was glowing.
Yeah.
But I guess I accidentally pressed 1-star. So that's like our 1-star review.
So we had a, and it's sitting there. It's just sitting
it
there.
It sure
can
is.
Can you delete a review on iTunes or no?
I don't.
Once you submit it, I bet you can't.
I don't know. Maybe she could.
Figure it out. So Jimmy Blackhawk was the woman with the who defends juvenile
the skin
delinquents
routine. Yes.
And wanted a new skin routine.
And she's loving the new routine.
And wrote back to us last week and said that she's been doing her Lanza products and that her skin is looking better and that she's happy and that she's watching Brian on 911.
She's the best.
But she gave us a 1-star review.
And you know what, accident or not, that was devastating.
Either figure out how to delete it or go in right now and write, I'm the one who wrote the 1-star and it was a mistake.
Yeah, and by the way, I would email Tim Cook directly if you can't get a straight answer.
He's probably tcook@apple.com would be my guess.
All right, Rana, should we go talk to some wonderful, beautiful,
absolutely,
fabulous,
we don't have any we don't have any follow-ups today.
Not today, we don't.
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something, you can use it to create a podcast of your own.
It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss.
So here to discuss
now these,
Working Girl are none other than the host and hostess.
Yeah. Speaking of necessity being the mother of invention and fabulous things that are coming out of this time.
Correct.
The host and hostess.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. Of Stay F. Homekins.
Believe it.
Is that a cute name?
So cute.
I love it because it's a play on so many things.
I don't get it at all.
Oh.
But it's fun.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Yeah.
Stay F. Homekins.
Not ringing a bell.
Okay.
Because it would be different if it were Stay F. Tompkins.
No, but
or
it's
Paul
Homekins,
F. Homekins.
Because it's both of the Homekins.
I don't think.
Now they're the Homekins. They used to be the Tompkins. Now they're the Homekins.
That, you know, that sounds like a little children's show.
Cute
like
toy.
A cute. It
Isn't
is. It's
it
like, did you get a new Homekin?
I would get.
We have to ask it. Did you get the latest Homekin?
I would
collector's
love,
edition?
I would love to see two little tiny little plastic dolls made out of each of these two that are called the Homekins.
As
that you
would
can
I.
buy as their merch. For
as
the
would I. And you know what I love about these two people especially?
Yeah.
How different they are. But truly, like each of. They really are. They're so different.
A
and yet they
and
work
yang.
Together beautifully.
All right.
Janie Haddad, unless she says Haddad.
It's Haddad.
Janie Haddad Tompkins and Paul F. Tompkins. No Haddad. The hosts of Stay F.
F. Homekins.
They're my favorite Homekins. Hi, Janie. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Collect them all.
Collect them. Collect them one of all. Have you all thought of making figurines now that your new podcast is such a hit?
We were doing that before the podcast, and then production was halted.
Oh, yeah.
Shark Tank would have none of that, by the way. They do not like that game plan.
Made in China.
We tried to convince people that these were essential items.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Made in China. But you know what? They're going to be up and running with production more quicker than we are. So the Homekins might be, so Homekins assembly line might be back in business.
Janie, what is it like living and now working with your husband? I'm just curious how it's going.
It's going well. We're finding our way, which is, I have like this, you know, I always like read these Hollywood memoirs about these couples that work together and
sure.
everything. And
yeah.
I'm like,
what's
wow,
an example
like,
of a famous Hollywood couple that worked together? And
Paul
well,
Giamatti
I just,
and Cynthia Nixon.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, well, I just completed this Julie.
Why couldn't they make it work, by the way?
I know.
Nothing was
they
their
didn't
way.
Want the same things.
That was real? Did
I
they
took
really?
That harder than
they
Charles
really
and Diana.
Only oh. my, that's the only thruple I would have ever wanted to be in. Do you take your work to bed with you? Like, do you whisper in each other's ears like, oh, we need to edit something out of this?
No.
No.
No way.
Brian and I are having the opposite.
It's just
we're
a podcast. We're not making like a mumblecore
sequel,
movie.
Like Godfather sequel or something.
Shall we move on? Sorry. So as Paul knows, because he's already done this show, and hopefully Janie knows, because maybe she's listened to this show.
Janie is a dream.
We give advice to people.
We do.
Yeah.
So we ended.
Paul, you're our top rated episode ever. I want you to know that.
Is that true?
I haven't told anyone else their rankings, but I'm telling you.
But
you
an are, email is going out to every.
You are. Now I'm telling everyone. You are.
Yeah, written
top,
by me.
You are a top rated person, and your episode, even all these weeks later, is still the number one episode.
I'm very gratified to hear that. That's yeah. that's very have, that's very flattering.
Yeah.
Have to etch that on the Homekins.
Definitely.
Figurines.
Definitely.
On the stats on the back of the box?
Yeah, but don't talk about it at night.
Maybe,
don't talk about
maybe
it before
it'll just
bed.
Be on the maybe it'll just be on the Homekins cereal box.
Yes.
When they do the cereal. It'll be one of those
I
on
want
the quiz.
A, I really
quiz.
Do want a Homekin.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
think that's so cute.
It's
I want to
so
give my niece Homekins for Christmas. The board game and the figurines. Okay.
We should do a Rana cereal. Arana and Brian cereal.
What would that? That would just be.
It'd be like Captain Crunch,
Crunch
and berries. Yeah, but it would be our version. It would be Count Chocula, but it would be vanilla with chocolate.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. We'll work on it.
So when
I'm sure that's very easy to execute.
It's very. Yeah. I make cereal. All the men box it myself all the time. Ever heard of Lucky Charms, Janie and Paul? Okay.
You make your own Lucky Charms?
He does. I do. His toaster oven.
But I have a secret recipe because I put strawberry jam in it with the milk.
He loves strawberry Pop-Tarts. Maybe have heard about how he put them in a toaster and then added a heavy cream to them in order to get his strawberry hot cereal fix.
I remember hearing that. It chilled me to the bone.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Ronnie, you always get this wrong. I did not add the heavy cream to make it a cereal. I added it to cool the Pop-Tart off faster.
I apologize.
Okay, here we go.
That's right.
Our first...
There was a practical application.
Thank you. Our first question was a cliffhanger on our Instagram Live. So we're going to read the question now, and then we're all going to answer it. And Ronnie, I feel like you should read the question.
Okay, because you read it the first
correct.
Time.
Okay. So here we go.
Hello, Ronna, Brian, and esteemed guests, proud Carriage House subscriber and huge fan of the show. Earlier today, I began having an issue with my therapist, and I'm looking for a way to properly mend our relationship, or better yet, how to really find a new one during quarantine. I'm 28, gay, single, living alone in Manhattan, and I've barely left my apartment for almost 4 weeks. Congratulations. What do they call it? Something in place.
Shelter.
Sheltering in place. This leads to quite a lot of feelings of anxiety, misery, loneliness. You get the picture. My therapist has switched our sessions to FaceTime sessions, and during our last session, I noticed he was a little distant and wasn't quite paying attention. After I was rambling for a bit, I saw in the reflection of the picture frame behind him that he was flipping through settings on his TV. This annoyed me a bit, but I shrugged and figured it's quarantine. We all have our different ways of getting through. However, a few minutes later, the picture in the reflection changed to images of two men in a bedroom together who started kissing. And then one of them removed the other's shirt. That's right. My therapist was watching porn in the middle of a session. My jaw dropped mid-sentence once I noticed, and I mentioned to him that there was a reflection behind him that was distracting me. He told me his dog sat on the remote. Right. And he apologized. Later, he texted me again, apologizing for any distractions, which to me seems to confirm that he was definitely doing something that he wasn't supposed to do. I did not respond. All of that to say, I plan on bringing this up with him next session. Why would you pay him to bring this up to him? But ultimately, I don't think there's a way for me to mend this relationship with him or get his trust back. And I think it's time for me to find a new therapist. However, he's the only therapist I've had. I only started therapy three years ago. And I found him through a clinic that matches you with a therapist. So I didn't quite do the shopping around people talk about. He runs this clinic. So I really don't even want to recommend someone new to me, especially since I'm dealing with quarantine anxiety. I'd like a new one ASAP. How do you even go out there finding a new therapist? How do you do that these days without leaving your home? I really need someone who is willing to actually listen to me instead of someone who I was paying for just for him to watch porn. Please help me, James.
Are either of you in therapy or go to therapy? Yeah, Janie. Yeah,
well, here's Janie found a great therapist that she really likes a lot. I had a therapist for many years, but it just got to be that I had seen the same person for too long. And so I took a break, and I was just before the quarantine happened, I was getting back in. I saw somebody, it didn't work out, got a recommendation for somebody else, saw him twice, and then we were ordered to stay in our homes. Oh. And I've had a couple sessions with him via FaceTime, but
you don't love the chemistry of FaceTime. Yeah.
I didn't love the chemistry of FaceTime, but I was on the fence about this guy. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
And then we had our last session. We didn't set up another session. And I was going to write to the guy and say, hey, I think maybe we'll just, why don't we wait until after this is over and revisit? And then he wrote me and said, hey, I can't find your number, but we were supposed to have a session today, which was not true. Like, we had not scheduled anything.
Sneaky.
So,
well, this is all very interesting, Paul. But what would you do if he was watching pornography while you were in the session?
If it was here's where it gets tricky for me. Okay. If it was this guy,
yeah,
I would absolutely have no problem saying, forget it. You know, we're done.
Yeah.
But if I had been seeing this person for 3 years and I really liked them and I felt like they were really helping me, I may be able to find it in my heart to be a little more generous because
he's watching this, pornography.
I know, but here this to me gets into he who is without sin cast the first stone. Because
are you watching pornography right now?
I'm
while
not.
We're zooming?
I'm not
I want everyone to know, listening, that we are getting a tried and true stay of Homekins right now, because while Paul is talking, Janie is shaking her head
vigorously.
Yeah. You could not believe
this. You are absolutely getting a taste of
it. And even though Ron is not going to show up on this recording, I think we'll put this one up just so they can see Janie and Paul
this
reacting
moment,
to
at
each
least.
Other.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You can put this up on the Stay of Homekins YouTube instead. Yeah.
So great. Jane, but here's please tell us.
Here's the thing. So no, I'm not watching pornography right now. It's on, but I'm not watching it. But I feel like I know that I have done stuff like when I'm supposed to be on a conference call or on a business phone call, I'm doing all kinds of shit around my house. You know what I mean?
But are you supposed to be listening to someone else's intimate confessions when you're doing something else?
I know, but this is a such an extreme circumstance right now that I feel like people are not
okay.
People are all over the place.
Okay.
And I feel like I would say to the before booking another session,
yeah,
I would say to
the
guy,
conversation person,
hey, look, yeah. You're watching porn. Could you not watch porn while I tell you about my problems? I don't know. That's if you like the therapist enough,
if you
like the therapist enough,
yeah.
Because that's an extremely valuable relationship. And if it's good, it is hard to find another person.
I'm going to say Paul is winning me over here. But I was a hard no at the beginning. But now, Janie, give it to us. What
I was a hard no until I heard 3 years.
Okay.
And then I was like, well, that has to be factored in.
Janie, what do you think?
It's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but like, first of all, there's like self-esteem consequences to this.
That's very true.
For sure.
It's not just
my problems aren't interesting enough for you to listen to.
Yeah,
you have to
and
watch.
Also,
you have to,
it's porn. It's not like he was watching Dr. Fauci with the captions.
He didn't
on
have CNN on.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point.
Like it can keep. And the other thing.
That's the great thing about porn.
It'll keep. But
also.
No expiration date.
Correct.
This will keep. We don't have to eat this right now. We don't have to watch this right now. It'll keep. It's not breaking
but
news.
Also, yeah. But also, I feel like Paul's comparison was a little apples to oranges, because if you're doing a business call or a conference call, you aren't paying like a couple hundred bucks to the person to hear like your pitch or to hear your business proposal.
Wait, I have been doing that. Am I getting ripped off?
This is it's not a good business opportunity, Paul. Oh. That usually means they're frauds.
But not always. Not always, Paul. Maybe you bang into something. A timeshare or a condo. And
I'm paying $1,000 a month to pitch to Bernie Brillstein. Someone told me he's dead. I'm like, no, I talked to him every month.
Paul, he's definitely dead.
I talked to him every month.
He did pass away.
Okay.
He's dead and I read his book. Okay.
Yeah. Was he in one of those Hollywood Power duos you were talking about? Him and was it about him and Brad Grey?
No.
Well, there's that famous screenwriting couple who did like Singing in the Rain, Adolph Green, and I can't remember if but I don't know if she was his wife.
Betty Comden?
That's the one. Yeah. But I don't know if they were married.
Yeah, I don't know if they were married.
Yeah,
not
maybe
either.
They weren't.
Yeah.
That reminds me of my favorite real estate bus stop bench ad, which was a couple, and their tagline was married to their work, not to each other.
Oh, sure. Getting it done. Oh.
Yeah.
One of the spouses insisted on
coming to you on ABC this fall.
Right?
Definitely one of the spouses insisted on that. One of them was
like
you better
need
say
to
it up there. That you're not married.
Everyone thinks she's your
people think
that
she's
your wife.
Yeah.
Well, let's be fair and say people think he's your husband.
Sure.
We'll just, yes. for the sake of social norms.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
But the other piece of the advice that the caller was seeking is how do you go about finding someone in this situation? Yeah. And my feeling is if you end up kind of jiving with someone through teletherapy, then that just means that person is even better suited for you.
Yes. The question is how you get on the teletherapy in the first place.
Learning to drive in a big city, you can drive anywhere. Right?
Honestly, you could look. I think what Paul has a unique approach, but I do think that there is something I wholeheartedly agree inside of this.
Paul is very forgiving.
Okay. But I think you also have to see this as an exercise in the therapy that you've been doing for the past 3 years. I don't know what your issues are. Obviously, anxiety is one of them, but who knows what the issues are. But what everyone could be better at and everyone needs to work on is how they clearly and succinctly express their feelings and when something has gotten under your skin and what you're going to do about it. So what you don't really want to do in this situation, because it honestly would, in a way, feels like a waste of the last 3 years of therapy, is if you decide to just ghost this guy and not discuss it with him and let it go. I think the smartest thing you could do is actually have an honest conversation, as Paul was suggesting. Mm. Say, look, let me start. I don't want to start with your apology because that's all this guy are. I mean, my dog sat on the remote and then he's texting him and apologizing for distractions. This guy's a therapist. He's not being honest. Okay.
Right.
But also in fairness to him, you know, there are legal ramifications here potentially if this guy was that kind of litigious person.
Sure.
I am not in any way suggesting to do that. I'm just saying that the therapist may not be as forthcoming by admitting something because they put themselves in a position. But I think that you should say to him, we both know what happened. Okay. I just want to start from there. You were watching pornography during my session. This brings up a host of issues for me. Not just the fact that I'm paying you and you're doing something else while you're doing it. But as Janie was saying, my self-esteem feels it. It made me feel like I wasn't interesting enough for you to listen to during that time. I'm paying for that time. What does that say? Da, 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 da. And really, the truth is it doesn't say anything about you. It just says something about the therapist, that he was distracted in doing this. And I think you should say to him, I think we both know that I can't continue with you as a result of this. If that is your decision. I would very much appreciate it. You know me quite well for the past 3 years. I would very much appreciate it if you could refer me to someone outside of your practice and outside of the clinic, because I need to find someone new. And I do feel the least you could do is help me find someone great during this time.
And I'm sure he will. I mean, this therapist is obviously humiliated.
And he knows you and he knows your issues and he knows somebody else who's good at it.
Fire with fire. Mm.
Oh, here we go.
I know we're social distancing. If you have two friends who are in a couple, just have them go at it right behind you while you're doing the session and pretend it's not happening. A. B.
Start the Zoom with just a shot of pornography.
And then just talk to him during the session and say, like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, you can, you know, on Zoom, you can set your background.
Yeah.
Set your background to, you know, Linda Lovelace and porn.
Exactly. Linda Lovelace. Make sure vintage. It's porn for decades.
Make sure it's
ago.
Has to be vintage porn. Absolutely. Yeah. Maybe an old daguerreotype.
You don't want to be accused of not having it not be.
Well, also, this guy's gay, and I don't know if he's watching Linda Lovelace.
Then Robert Mapplethorpe, put a Mapplethorpe as your a picture as your background.
Or staple it on your face.
Yeah.
Secondly, I would say if you really want to get your way, you have this conversation over telecommunication, a knife in your hand. But don't address it. Thirdly.
Okay, FaceTime with a knife in your hand. So Glenn Close, that's your second choice. Yeah.
Thirdly, I'll say this. I have had a therapist who said I was the most boring client they ever had.
Is it the same person that told you to go to the Black Tie Affair?
Yes.
She told you were the most boring client?
She laughed
you've
with
left
it.
That out of, you've, oh, left, also, you've left that
also,
out.
Also, I would come into
she's the, Paul's favorite. Paul knows about her.
Oh, yeah. Also, I would come into the session. I don't think I've ever told anyone this, but I would come into the session and I'd be like, oh, what a week. And she goes, don't tell me you have HIV. That's what she would start with.
I think you did tell us that.
Okay, I've told you everything. Okay, but what I would also say...
In fact, you told us that on the podcast. So you've told thousands and thousands of people that story.
Yeah.
What was the movie she told you to see again?
The Informer from like 1933.
Informant. Oh, no, The Informer.
The Informer, yeah. Because someone stole my work and she was like... Well, you can't say anything, otherwise you'd be a whistleblower. You'll be an informer. You need to rent The Informer.
No, wait. There was another movie that she told you to see. She was always telling
Memoirs of a Geisha.
Yes, go see Memoirs of a Geisha. Go to the theater and see Memoirs of a Geisha.
Sit in your seat, eat your Weight Watchers popcorn.
Maybe she was afraid of losing her clients, and so she kept them,
themselves. I think she was just performing her life, and whoever walked in and out,
I think
it
that
was fine.
Probably true.
When did she tell you you were boring?
I can't remember what my story was. And she goes,
I can't believe we didn't start with that.
And she started laughing. And she goes, I have to tell you, you are absolutely the most boring client I've ever had. And I
was
And I was like, oh. And so what my point with all that is that sometimes people's lives are really boring. And it probably is challenging for a therapist to sit there and be like, oh, my God, I can't hear about this again. This is the most boring life I've ever heard about. Blah, 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 blah. However, you should not be watching porn, A. But B, what you could also do is the way to find a therapist for me, generally, is asking around.
Yeah.
And also, mm-hmm. you already have specifications. I do like seeing, for myself, a gay male therapist. I feel like there's just a lot that doesn't have to be explained. And I appreciate that. And so then I just asked for that. There are also sites like most LGBT centers offer free or near free therapy.
Yeah.
And these are therapists in training, of course, but they do mm-hmm. offer it for free or near free. And also like even sites like, and they're not running an ad on here, but even sites like BetterHelp are a starter, a therapy sort of starter if you're under financial constraints. But I agree. I think that you should ask him for a recommendation outside of the clinic.
Well, he knows you quite well and he knows your issues. And also,
but I also don't even think you need to leave. I think Paul's right.
Yeah. Well, search your soul and figure out what you want to do about leaving. But I do think it's important to have a very honest conversation about this, which was the first thing Paul said, which was, look, open with, I know you were watching pornography. We both know.
I know.
So let's get past that and talk about what's really going on.
It is a betrayal of trust.
Yeah.
For sure.
It is.
Huge.
And
a huge
that therapist patient relationship requires trust.
Yes, but I think Paul's point is also just, he's also a person, this therapist. And he's, who knows what's going on with him. But you don't, by the way, you don't have to stay with a therapist who's a mess. Your life is never supposed to...
But it can be fun.
As we know, as we learn. But your life is never supposed to... Their life is never supposed to be your problem. That's what you're paying for. Not care about them.
I have one more story about my old therapist, and this actually applies. And then we're moving on.
Then we're going to have to because the show's almost over.
I know, but what I was going to say was she one time kept screaming out of her bedroom that she had a really big house and we would meet. She had an office. So we would meet at her house in her office. But her bedroom was like back the hallway. And so she said to me, oh, I'll be there in a second. I'll be there in a second for 15 minutes. And all she was doing, and she had old school TiVo. Remember that sound? She kept rewinding and rewatching the end of The Bachelor, the proposal part. And I just had to wait and listen. And this was like season 5. And I just had to wait for her to do that. And it cut time into the session. I thought we'd go longer. And she was like, I think we're done. Thanks, honey. Okay.
Sounds like the perfect therapist for you.
Oh, I love
you. You could have just watched with her the ending of The Bachelor.
Can I say to the person who wrote in, I would say stay with this therapist until you get 4 more good stories and then cut them loose.
Yep.
Okay. New question.
Now, do we want a sort of light, easy one, or do we want like a really strange, dark one, not like that last one that we did? This was different.
What do you want to do, kids? Strange and dark or light and fun?
And honey, I leave it up to you. What is your... You vote for us.
Let's do light and fun and then go dark.
Okay. This one's... I don't know how fun this is. It's just a basic question.
Okay.
Dear Ron and Brian, trying to construct a sentence or two to truly express the admiration and gratitude I have for you guys has resulted in the passing of at least 15 minutes of typing and retyping sentences that are just falling flat. Please know I'm sincerely grateful that you guys share your gifts and talents in the way you do. We are all truly better for it. All this time inside has me daydreaming of sunlight and a hopefully healthy, happy summer.
Sunlight? Are they living in a box?
They might be at winter, in winter, you know, in, who knows, okay. Siberia.
All right.
All this time outside, inside, blah, blah, blah. Healthy, happy summer filled with outings. Every year, I struggle with deciding what sunscreen I should be using, what sunscreen I should absolutely not be using, and what other sun-protection measures I should be doing.
Ron is struggling, huh?
Rana's impeccable skin and Brian's adoration of moisturizing leads me to no other conclusion than you having great knowledge about this topic to share. I'd appreciate any recommendations from you or the guests of products or practices for sun protection you can offer. Also, I have noticed in the last few years a movement of mothers sharing articles on social media raising fears about the carcinogens in popular sunscreen.
Yeah.
Basically Beauty equating counter. The use of those sprays to lighting up a Marlboro light for your toddler to enjoy poolside. Any input you have in that regard would be appreciated. Thanks again for sharing yourselves with us. Stay well. Sunscreen tips, Homekins.
What, is there a Homekins kids SPF pool coming up? For the summer?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Of course.
With like the baby with the diaper being pulled like the Capitone baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paul, do you use sunscreen?
I do now. I used to, when I was a kid, I used to tan.
Jenny's shaking her head. It's another Homekins.
I used
he
to.
He barely does. He barely does.
I used to naturally tan. I would be brown as a berry.
Yeah.
And then, after I graduated high school, I instantly started burning out of, like that first summer I started burning out of nowhere.
Oh wow.
And now I will put on sunscreen if we go to the beach. What I like to use sometimes though is suntan lotion.
He does like a number 4.
Like the oil?
Yeah.
Vanity.
Nothing smells better.
The vanity.
Nothing smells better.
Yeah, that's right.
It does.
What brand is it? You like a Hawaiian Tropic? Is that what you like?
I'll go Hawaiian Tropic. I'll go Banana Boat. I'll go Bain de Soleil.
I know Brian likes a coconut smell.
I do. I like to feel like
I like
I'm
a coconut
on
smell too. Yeah, I like that
you
too.
You want to feel like you're part of the tropics, part of the beach environment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to roast
So you don't wear a daily sunscreen?
Not daily, no.
No. Brian.
But Janie doesn't either.
Janie, yes, do you wear daily sunscreen? I was going to say. I
wear sunscreen every day?
Well, my products contain SPF.
Oh, well, that doesn't count.
Why?
Ah!
Unless.
You got busted!
Whenever there's something extra in a product, there's also less of something. You understand?
So if they add SPF to a product?
If they add SPF, it's not enough SPF for, even though it says SPF 25 or whatever, it's not strictly a sunscreen. So you really don't, you're not getting all, you also are getting some SPF, but you're not getting just the SPF. It's better than nothing.
Let's
put it that way.
Okay.
Though there are some of these CC creams and BB creams and whatever that are sort of a tinted moisturizer.
That's what I use.
DD creams.
Yeah.
DD.
You use a tinted moisturizer with SPF.
Yeah. I'll put you on a CC for the BB I use.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now they've got
No, I do. I use that Kula.
ABBAs.
Yeah. I use that Kula. COOLLA, that like tinted sun. Specifically, it's not a moisturizer, it's a sunscreen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a tinted sunscreen.
Correct.
It's not a tinted moisturizer with
it's
sunscreen.
It's just zinc.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I approve. I approve.
Oh, I do that every day. I put the zinc oxide on my nose.
Yeah.
That's every day.
Well, I thought
so
you were
cool.
more of a nose coat guy, but I guess you put the hot pink zinc.
Is it what color do you like?
Zinc.
It depends.
Yeah.
It's called zinc.
Springtime, I'm all about that pink zinc, but but winter, of course, white.
Yeah. And a little yellow in the fall.
You know what I love,
Janie,
for the beach?
What do you
though?
Use? Yeah.
Is this sun bum?
Oh, sun bum. Yeah, that stuff's nice.
Sun bum is good.
It's really good.
Sun bum you That's use like on your body luxurious. Or on your face?
They have different things.
Yeah. Okay.
But like if I'm exercising outside, I'll put sunscreen. Like I might do a Neutrogena Clear Skin.
Yes.
I do a sunscreen. Like CeraVe SPF 30 or something for that kind of stuff.
Oh, I love CeraVe.
CeraVe is a great brand.
Yeah. There's,
I love CeraVe.
Basically, the answer is everyone should be wearing sunscreen. Men, of course, do not normally, you know, if you take care of your skin, which Brian does, wonderful.
Paul does too, though, at least in his lights. Yeah. But Paul, I was going to say, Paul's skin is really nice.
I have nice skin.
Paul is a man who cares about his appearance and who grooms himself. So he also takes care of his skin, which is wonderful. Here's the situation. It really depends on your price point. The first answer to your question is, I don't think you're giving your children cancer by putting sunscreen on them. But if you want to buy an organic sunscreen that has less garbage in it, who would ever stop you from doing that? Same goes for your diet and everything else in your life. If you want to eliminate a little toxicity, no one would complain. Okay? That's A. B, there are some wonderful low-cost options if that's an issue. CeraVe is a wonderful brand. Neutrogena always does a wonderful sunscreen. I use the Neutrogena spray in the can occasionally for body. Never on my face, but for body. If you want to go a little higher in category, La Roche-Posay, which is available at CVS.
Love La Roche-Posay.
Anthelios is what it's called. They also do a tinted one.
That's
a great product. I personally stand by Lanza. I use Lanza sunscreen every single day, and it also works as sort of a primer under my makeup. So I love
Lanza
it.
Lanza was also my high school mascot.
There you go.
Great.
The Royal Lancers.
And how did he or she look? How did the Lancer look? How was their skin?
It was like a... There was no costume, although there should have been. It was a knight on a horse.
Got it.
With a big lance, as you would imagine.
I've never used Lancer, and I want to try it.
It's
now.
Wonderful. And actually, at the moment, they're running a promotion of some kind. I think on their I'm not sponsored by them, and I don't have to share this with anybody if I don't want it, but I'm doing it anyway.
They're doing a buy one, sell one. So you buy it, and then you have to sell it.
Is that? They're doing something called Save More this weekend only. Oh, so this will come out after that. But anyway, whatever.
Thanks, Rana.
Anyway, I'll send it to you. Janie, I'll send it to you so you can have it.
Thank you.
Save $20, it says.
Great.
Okay, on every $100 spent with a Save More code. Okay. That's your answer. Yeah, everyone should wear sunscreen. Okay? Yeah. I think that's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm.
I hope we helped that person.
Well, then let's get to the next one. Should I disappear? Is that the one?
Yes, so that's the subject line.
I disappear?
That's the subject line of the next question. Should I disappear?
Shall I read this?
I think you should.
Okay. Dear Ron and Brian and Homkins, this is a temporary / disposable email, and my fake name is Jackson. That's the coolest name I could think of for reasons that will become obvious soon. Did you write this, Brian?
No, I know it sounds like I'm asking for money, or I'm going to get money from
you.
This is not a blackmail.
This is another one of those from Brian where he tries to gaslight me and says, you know, dear Rana and Brian, I've been working with this insufferable woman for the last 6 months. She makes me live in the house beside her house, but she calls it a garage.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this is someone who is doing a full-blown Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Okay.
So far.
I want to preface this by saying, not bragging, that I have a dream in life. That I have a dream life. Yeah. Sorry. Thank you for that, Clara. Okay. I apologize. I want to preface this by saying, not bragging, that I have a dream life. Oh, that my life right now is perfect.
Correct.
Okay. I am married to the best man I've ever known, and we've been together for a very long time. I have an excellent job, and my husband has his dream job and makes more than enough money to keep us comfortable. A couple of years ago, we bought our actual dream home. We are also working very hard getting licensed for adoption in our state. I think it's important to add also that my husband and I are very well matched and don't have any major problems that would lead me to ask you these questions. Now that is all out of the way. My advice request. In spite of the fact that my life is absolutely wonderful on paper, I dream about leaving it all and running away to live in an RV or something on the bayou in Louisiana. I don't really know why Louisiana specifically, because you saw an interview with the vampire in 1997. That's why. I know that sounds like a joke, but it isn't. I have thought a lot about buying a cheap truck and a cheap RV and taking absolutely nothing with me but a few sets of clothing and going out on the road. I've done some cursory internet searches and have found some long-term IV sites that will let you work there in exchange for a plot. And to me, that sounds like a dream. I literally fantasize about never seeing anyone I know ever again and just spending my time in a lawn chair in front of my trailer. Spanish moss blowing in the breeze and the thick, humid air settling on my skin as I watch the fireflies swarming above the swampy waters of Louisiana. My first piece of advice is to write a book because you obviously have a rich fantasy life. But sure. Okay. I don't think I've ever been the person that belongs in this kind of standard, comfortable life, and I think it is making me feel less alive every day. I drive my new car through my beautiful cookie-cutter neighborhood to my lovely house every day, and it feels absolutely false and unreal. I long for my life to be one great adventure instead of looking at paint swatches and doing what is essentially meaningless work in the suburbs for the rest of my life until I die. The thing is, I'm starting to get a little old for these sorts of things, and no kidding. Really? I thought you were at the beginning of your journey. the short answer is a dog has to walk in a circle a couple of times till it lays down. All right. The thing is, I think I'm starting to get a little old for these sorts of thoughts, and I feel like I should have grown out of it by now. The other problem is that it would absolutely destroy my husband. I can't hurt him like that. And that, I think, is the main reason I've never pushed it any further. What do I do? Do I just wait for it to pass and keep living this plastic life? Or do I throw it all away and go experience the world? I don't want to be limited to yearly sanctioned, sanitized vacations and excursions to the beach. I want to see the filthy corners of the world and get my hands dirty.
That's where it ends.
There's no, they didn't sign
it. They didn't. Jackson is what we're calling this person.
Is it a woman or a man?
I don't know. I don't. The email address was literally like KXZ897632.
6332?
Something like that.
Oh, boy.
You know them?
Oh, boy.
I got to get off. I got to go. I have to
it's
make
Melania. It's Paul.
I think it's two men, possibly.
That's what it's sounding like.
And also
like
the
to me.
Adoption thing. Not that, of course, men and women can't adopt, but it feels like that's part of that also.
Are they applying to be adopted by their state?
What?
That was a very confusing sentence.
Am I going to have to read this again?
It was a confusing sentence, though. Very hard toward getting licensed for adoption in our state. I mean, why wouldn't they be licensed to adopt?
I don't know what that means, but I think it means that they're applying for adoption.
Well, I would first stop that.
Yeah.
The last thing you want in this scenario is a kid. And I think the first thing you want is a therapist or telling your husband, boy, are you the best. I can't believe it. Everything I need right at my fingertips. Laptops. And I would say to him.
Laptops.
I would say to him.
Devotion. Laptops.
Laptops, etc.
But is there a way? Is there a way of saying? Because I can promise you this. Laptops. You're not going to like this Louisiana RV fantasy life. Rent Ruby in Paradise. But then also I would say this.
Ashley Judd.
Yeah. Tell your husband.
I need
to be alone for a month, and I have a fantasy of renting an RV or an Airbnb somewhere, da-da-da-da-da. And you can even say it's because I want to work on something, whatever. Lie however you want.
On a book that he needs to write.
I hate these absolute things that people think they have to do. Yeah. It can be a month. It doesn't have to be for the rest of your life.
Brian, I completely agree. I think that people get it into their heads that it's all or nothing every single time. Yeah. And it's not. And especially if this is not a young, I don't think this is a, this person is so young that they, you know, I think writing is great advice. Absolutely. I also think maybe get a different job, you know, like so much of your life is informed by what you do for a living. And if you don't like your job, it can affect everything in your life.
It's where you spend the most time.
If you don't like your job, it can make everything seem suffocating and boring. This person just sounds bored. And I also think that I don't know what they think, if they're seriously thinking about, like, who doesn't have fantasies if you're unhappy with your life, your job, whatever, of like, I wish I was doing a completely different thing. And just like have, you know, I wish I had like, Janie and I have talked about this. Like, I wish I ran a shack by the beach that's, you know, rented surfboards and stuff. And I would just be there all day. And then I would go, at least in that scenario, you have a job.
You have to clean the boards, you know, at the end of every day, right?
Yeah, well, exactly. You have to do all the grunt work of that.
But I mean, you have to sweep out the shop, and
you might have to reconcile
the till at the end of the day. I mean, there's a few things you do have to do.
But here's the thing: at least in that ridiculous scenario, there's an income. You know what I mean? This person is just imagining themselves
doing nothing,
half a life,
sitting around doing nothing,
Everything
you're all saying is correct, except for there's a key element here.
Mm. Oh.
This person wants to light a match to their life and go screw a bunch of dirty people in dark corners in addition to living in the trailer park.
Right.
Well, and
so
also
the idea
screw
that you say to your husband, because when we were first reading it, I had the exact same thought. Go buy an Airstream. You've got all this money. Mm-hmm. Say to your husband, you know what I want for my birthday? I want an Airstream trailer. I want to drive it to the Gulf Coast. And I want to spend 2 weeks in the panhandle for, you know, or whatever. That's
what
I want.
Do a lot of meth. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
but
there's meth in that.
If the thing really was that this person had this, was idealizing this kind of an Americana and a journey and a whatever, you know what I'd love to do? I want to do nothing for 2 weeks and I want to rent like a shack somewhere and I want to try that. Or I want to try it by myself or whatever. But that isn't real. The other problem here, this person is getting a charge out of this dual identity thing that's going on with them. Mm-hmm. At the very end, they say, I want to see the filthy corners of the world and get my hands dirty. Because who would ever fantasize?
Oh, I took that literally.
About, the trailer park is filthy also?
Well, that they wanted to put their hands in filth.
That's how coronavirus?
I know. Now's not the time to put your hands in filth. It just isn't.
Ask
my trash cans.
I think this person is itching to destroy their life. Otherwise, why would they send us? What do you have to send this from a fake email for?
Who cares? That's what I thought actually the most interesting thing was like, why are you hiding your identity for something you haven't done?
Because this person is fantasizing
about
disappearing.
Yeah, you're right.
And vanishing. And screwing everyone over in their life and being part
mystery. Stop watching Body Heat and Double Indemnity. You are not Barbara Stanwyck. You are not Kathleen Turner, because your dream life is actually doable short term, and then you can go from there.
No, the other question, the opposite of all of this is the question of how they ended up in this life in the first place. This perfect sanitized life. And the answer is they come from trauma and destruction and instability, and they are itching to get back to it. They spent all this time living the perfect life and building the perfect thing, and they never dealt with whatever the trauma and everything else was underneath, and now they want to go lick the toilet in a bar somewhere.
Can I ask you?
Yeah, please.
Was this person even asking for advice, or they're just saying, this is what I want to do?
That's a great question. What do I do?
That was
what do I do?
Just wait for, but Rana makes a good point. Just no matter what you decide or do, do something proactive to heal your past trauma. Because no matter what life you lead, that is important to become a whole person.
Yes. Or accept the fact that you are just like the people that you came from. And if you do this, and if you walk out on this guy that you've built a life with, and you burn it, you don't have to stay with people. If you don't want to be married to this guy, don't be married to him. That's fine.
Yeah.
But that's not really what you're saying. You're not saying I'm not satisfied in this relationship. You're saying I want to disappear and light a match to my life.
Because
is a dangerous instinct. And if you don't deal with it, and if you do just walk out, you are exactly the person that you said you didn't want to be all
because
these
this
days.
Is,
and,
yes.
And live with those consequences, because there are major consequences coming. I think this is all about, as you guys were all saying, this is about dealing your own path in therapy, because I don't think you're living the lie because you chose to, not because someone else forced you into this life. You said you wanted this. So if you want something else, try and change it to something else. But those little changes, that's not what this person's up for. They want the charge of destroying everything.
Yeah. Janie, what were you going to say?
I was just saying that this person is also very cognizant of how painful that action would be to their loved ones.
That's the thing.
Because they mention it.
This isn't like an eat. What this isn't is like an Elizabeth Gilbert situation. Because in that situation, like an eat, pray, love thing, that person was trying to get different perspectives and enrich their life. And a lot of things come, you know, in other words, like this person is saying, I don't want to make my life better. I proactively want to make it filthy or right. worse in some way, which I think is reverting back to who this, you're right, the trauma that this person came from. So I would get in therapy. I would also say, like, this is achievable in the short term without burning every bridge you have. And if you have the instinct to burn every bridge you have, it's not, it's a temporary blindsided thing. Like,
but also you're an
imposter. This isn't to make your life better.
But also you're an imposter.
Imposter?
You are an imposter. You have sold yourself as a certain person to everyone in your life.
Well, what's he supposed
including
to
do? Including your husband.
And you, also this
you
person
have said
has
yes
no...
to all of... They're applying for adoption. You have said, I want all of these things. And you need... That's the thing you need to confront about yourself.
If they're you're not honest.
That you're, and that you're
they're
full
not
of
honest.
It. And that every day you make dishonest choices when you agree to this life that you're in.
That impact more and more people.
Yes, that the other person
and
accepts as real.
This person has absolutely no desire to do anything difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Because what
but
would
go
be
go live
difficult?
In a trailer park for a week. You'll be. Yeah, that's the other option. Yeah, try this out. If you have a forgiving husband, you'll be back in a week anyway, the second you see what this is really about.
But it's so much dirtier to face your own emotions. It's so much dirtier to get your hands dirty by doing the work on yourself.
There's some hard work to do here, dear.
That's exactly right.
Either do it or explode your life and deal with the consequences. Those are the two options, as I see.
Which is an easy out for this person.
Yeah, with the disappearing email. I mean, give me a break.
I know. This was a real Miss Piggy with the sunglasses.
You better watch out or your bird's going to move in with this guy.
I say it grow might. The F up, Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that is not a cool name either.
No.
Janie, you could go to jail for something like that, just so you know, for cursing at people that way.
All right. Paul has to go. So
we're
going to
do a giveaway.
Yeah, so we should do our giveaway.
Oh, now's the time.
Now, what, did we only do two questions?
No, we did three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure sunscreen's going to win. okay.
Lancer.
We have two. Okay, we have one giveaway. Our big giveaway, what we've been doing is we're trying to support the businesses that we love that are having a hard time. So we've been giving away, last week we gave away a Zingerman's Deli basket. And this week we're going to give away a Russ and Daughters New York brunch,
terrific.
Which we won't be able to send to you for a few days because Passover needs to end.
Yeah.
Soon as Passover
it
ends.
It sure does.
Which actually, it'll be over by this weekend, so you can celebrate breaking Passover with your beautiful Russ and Daughters New York brunch basket.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so here are the nominees. Porn, therapy, watcher.
Sure.
Not the watcher, but the receiver of the watcher.
Yeah.
Sunscreen.
And Jackson.
So the nominees are porn therapy, but with an X through it. Sunscreen queen. Or Miss Piggy with a fedora and sunglasses.
And Miss Piggy with a trucker hat. and a flannel shirt tied around her waist in a cute little bow.
Yes.
Yeah, who's wearing cowboy boots. Yeah. Yep. Daisy Duke.
So yeah. With meth teeth.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Daisy Duke, Miss Piggy, the sunscreen queen, or porn therapy with an X through it.
Yeah.
Who deserves this Russ and Daughters gift box?
It's got to be porn therapy, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
He needs a little something. And he's in New York. It's a local delivery.
There you go.
We can send.
And you know what? I'm going to throw in my play that I wrote, that unproduced play that's reimagining King Lear, but with Russ and his daughters.
Well, why don't you do... well, we thought you could throw in a homekin.
Yes, we're going to throw in
when the factory is back in business.
We're going to throw in the Homekins. Which version? Maybe the ones the boating Homekins.
That's great. I thought you were going to throw in the ones that wear their bathrobes and pajamas all day because they stay at Homekins.
That's more appropriate. Yeah, that's more appropriate than the nautical Homekins.
I appreciate this.
And
podcast
it comes with a little mini Clorox wipes.
Yep.
I have a new product idea.
Oh.
Now from this podcast.
Oh, the Homekins.
Which is,
yeah, they're so cute.
They don't call me Mark Cuban for nothing.
The Homekins. And I think there's money to be made with for face masks made out of sunscreen fabric.
Like UV.
Sunbrella.
Or protected.
Yeah. Sunbrella face mask.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Well, I would order one. If you can get it together, I'll take one.
I'll take one too.
Because summer's coming up. And
yeah.
But I want mine with Miss Piggy's nose and mouth on it too.
A snout. It's called a
Me
snout.
Me too.
Okay.
I love Miss Piggy.
She's my favorite ever.
Me
now,
too.
Now, what about Stay Up Homekins? What day does it come out? What's the situation? How long are we
record,
doing this?
We record at once the sun goes down on Fridays.
Date
and it
night,
goes out
Shabbat.
Later that it goes out that same night.
Oh, so you don't do you edit it or anything? Or you just put it right out into the
nope,
world?
Nope, not yet.
No. It is completely just
dirty,
unfiltered, raw conversation.
Yeah. Fabulous. Well, I love it.
Now we're going to end.
People can get it on. People can get it on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts are sold.
Anywhere you can podcast
for free.
Yeah.
They're
for
not.
Free.
Yes, Rana.
Yeah.
Okay. We want you to stick around. We're not going to answer this question, but it's our cliffhanger.
Oh yeah, can you just hear our cliffhanger?
Right.
You just have to listen to it. So what everyone needs to know is we ask this cliffhanger on the podcast, the free feed, and then we answer it on the Patreon
episode.
Yep. Exactly. And I think this is one that everyone can relate to.
Yeah.
Would you all rather leave a cliffhanger? I really can't decide.
Oh, boy.
About people or person?
People or person?
I don't know how else to describe it. One is about how my friends are such shitheads. And one is like, I am single, all alone. I need human interaction. I don't know what to do. But the other one is like, my friends are not fucking there for me.
Shitheads.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Ron and Brian, an amazing guests. So we're doing people, not person. I pride myself on being a good listener and a source of empathy for my friends, providing support wherever needed. Recently, an immediate family member has been sick in the hospital. It's been a nerve-wracking and emotional time, waiting every day for an update from doctors and not being able to visit him. I have some friends who are deeply emotionally affected by the current circumstances, as many of us are.
Yeah.
Through the first few weeks of lockdown, I'd been giving them the same attention that I normally would. However, I started feeling a resentment that these friends would still be complaining to me about non-life or death things at this time when they know what I'm dealing with regarding my family member.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't even remember to ask me how he's doing. I know everyone's overwhelmed right now. I also know that depression is a disease as well. So how do I get past this resentment and my lack of energy to provide emotional support to friends right now? I also don't have the energy for a confrontation. So should I just not respond or reach out as much? Or do you think this is something that has to be directly addressed at some point? I welcome any tips for people who are used to bearing emotional loads for their friends and suddenly find themselves in the position of no longer being able to serve that role as well as they used to. Basically, how do you deal with people who expect you to help keep them afloat while you, all caps, are drowning and they already know, all caps, you are drowning? Thank you so much. Your podcast has helped me through some difficult times and I appreciate it now more than ever. Please don't use my name. Anon is fine. How do you deal with shitheads?
Okay. Next on Patreon.
Next on Patreon.
How do you deal with... Okay, you said the word, not me.
No.
S-heads.
Yeah.
S-heads.
Fuck faces.
Okay, join us on patreon.com/AskRana.
And your socials, I know it's, is it PF Tompkins everywhere?
Yes.
And Janie, what is yours again?
At Janie Haddad on Twitter and at Lebanese Looker on Instagram.
Lebanese
I think
Looka.
I forgot that.
Yeah, ugh, I knew she was
I love
Lebanese
that. You know
Looka.
That I'm Syrian, not Lebanese, but I have Lebanese family.
Yeah.
I've got some Syrian. I think we're cousins or something.
We must be. I'm sure we are.
Well, the name's right there.
Also,
I mean, it's a pretty easy indicator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Stay Up Homekins on Twitter and Instagram.
Stay Up Homekins on Twitter and Instagram. Fabulous. Okay.
We're doing like you guys do, where if there's things that come up during the podcast that need a visual assist, we will post a picture.
Oh, like a carousel. We love that.
Yes.
We love
but we do
carousel.
It the day after.
As do
so
we.
So do we, Paul.
As do we.
Okay,
not
Brian.
As innovative
so
as you
it's
thought.
It's feeling a little bit like the idea.
I wasn't saying that we were. Look, yeah. Why did this have to happen?
You brought it up, Paul.
You know, I think this question could actually be answered with them because it's sort of like,
okay, why am I always
okay? All right,
Paul has five other podcasts.
We love you both so much.
He's doing a satellite press journey right now.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I love you both so much. We love you both so much.
Thank
Truly
you for having
the best
us.
In this.
Loving the podcast.
Please, yes.
We talked about it in our Instagram Live last week.
We
talked about it in our Patreon.
We
want everyone to listen to it because it really, it feels just like hanging out with the two of you, which I love to do. When
That's
I'm
fair. I'm glad.
And hope to do again when we're able to all be in the same place.
I can't wait to do again.
And just to remind people, we've got our exciting this Friday on 92nd Street Y event.
With hot, hot, hot guest Nick Kroll.
I can't believe he's making time for us. Big mouth himself.
I don't know how you do it. I know.
And all the proceeds will go to the 92nd Street Y. All of the information is on our Instagram, so find it there.
This Friday, 7:30 p.m., you'll be able to stream it and watch it live. It's going to be fabulous.
And we also want to tell people about the Quarantine International Film Festival, which continues in the Patreon Carriage House. $1 from every subscription this month goes to Meals on Wheels America.
We're in England this week, Rana.
We're visiting the British Isles.
I picked Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, available everywhere.
And I picked With Nail and Eye, available wherever it's available.
That was a good Brian.
That was good, wasn't it?
And finally,
I just wanted to match your patterns.
Our t-shirts, Rana, going like hotcakes. The Icons limited edition t-shirts. Podswag.com/AskRana. Three different color choices.
Fabulous. Kiss, kiss.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Watson and the co-host of 4Play.
I'm your co-host, George Fowler, former firefighter, your couple's therapist who loves to talk about sex.
Woo, let's discuss everything about the best sexual techniques to building your emotional intimacy, which is really necessary for great sex.
We bring sound, concrete tools to reframe your relationship problems and learn how to fall in love again and feel desire.
Listen to 4Play Radio on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.